Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
4, 5, 6, 8, 5, 1 is bad. 10 is good. Texter rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Now, I know you wanted this one yesterday, Bill, but I did not play it yesterday, so apologies on that.
Also, you didn't pick the correct song.
What do you mean?
That's not the Kansas City song.
Which one?
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. You have the wrong song too, Jake. The song Kansas City was a number one hit in 1959. That's the version you're looking for. I'm not even really sure what that was.
Have you ever heard that song?
Never heard it.
It's the Beatles.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Little Willie Littlefield was the one that was recorded like that. It was the number one song in 1959. That's interesting, Jake. Yes. So you had the song that I think everyone's anticipating of Kansas City, that's not even it. And then also you're a day late with that. And this whole thing was about going to Kansas City, here I come. And this is more about Kansas City, here I leave.
Right.
So, interesting. It wasn't a bad song. It's a 501. It was just a big swing in the miss, Jake, when it should have been a yesterday song.
I should have.
Yeah, it should have been a yesterday song. Then we should have played the correct version. Also, if you get a chance, Google that, and you'll hear the correct version. I think the Breakers will chime in on that. At least the older Breakers will be able to do that.
That song right there, they played that song after every KC Royals victory. So it is a Kansas City staple in the sporting community of
I'm going to support that.
But in your defense of the score, the critical nature, that's not for the Chiefs. They play that for the Royals only, I'm pretty sure. So different ballpark, different sport. I'll take the heat.
I'm going to Kansas City, here I come. Just listen to that song after you get off the air today.
Okay.
And it's pretty remarkable. It was the number one hit overall. It's not a horrible song. Here's the thing. When you're expecting the other Kansas City song yesterday, mm-hmm. That's where this all comes from.
Understood.
That's the whole rundown here of where it's at. I'm going to say Rudy's going to be somewhere in the same area, maybe 599.
I went 6-7 here. I like the background vocals. It was a really good song. Not a hater.
Okay.
Thank you, Rudy. It's the Beatles, so, you know. John in Southeast Lincoln, 8.5. Rod in Lincoln says, that's a 10. I'm not giving it a 10, Bill. I would push back on my own self. I would not give it that high a score.
It's not a 10.
It's not a 10.
Come on, guys.
He's happy, though. Yeah. Officer McLeod, 8.5. Shamia, 7.5. I like the guitar, says Shamia B. Doug in Idaho, 6.1. Kevin in Centennial, 7. Who in Columbus?
Bird,
6. From Bird in Columbus. That's pretty high for Bird.
I think right now, also, like I said, my deal is I blocked the song out after it wasn't the song I was hoping for. And I won it yesterday, so I blocked it out completely. And then now I also feel we're getting just happy Cornhusker fans
yeah.
that are just, they don't care. You could have played any song right now, and it would have got a 9 probably, Jake. Any song would have went over very well today.
Brett Bertrand, 5. Not it goes high there. Bill and Bennett, 9. White Sharpie, 7.6 after a Husker victory. Sandmaster, 7. Kodiak Bear gives it a 2.3. Ouch.
The Bear.
Ouch. But face on it says, I crapped the bed. 0 on that one.
You did pick the wrong one, Jake. You picked the wrong Kansas City song.
Gavin and Pender, your friend, 5 from Gavin. Beef Tacos, 6.8.
Met his wife.
We did. Someone says 3.2 from somebody on the unnamed tech. Sorry, that's Mitt in Arkansas, 3.2. 4.2 from Ricky Bobby on the text line. YouTube, we have Genghis gives it a pass. Didn't like the song, but gives it a pass because Nebraska won. We also have on YouTube, let's see, where's the scores there? We have Bolt, 4.0, Nels, 2.3, Troy, 5, Albert, 3. Not the highest scores. It's fine. If I played the wrong song, I apologize. That song, though, I guess it is played at every Royals game if they win. They lose, you'll get the victory
song.
That is the victory song for the Royals. I'm wearing a Royals shirt right now, so...
All right, I'm gonna support you on this, right, Jake. Right, I am.
Thank you.
The other problem with the original song, it's one of my favorites. It just puts you in a happy mood. It's one of my all-time favorite songs, and I don't like songs from the 50s. That's not my era, you know.
Right.
But that's my the late 50s. That's my song.
I will make sure that once we are off the air at 9 o'clock, my first mission, Bill, will be to listen to the song that you were
going to
hoping
Kansas
for
City.
Either
you're Kansas
hoping for
City,
actually
here
yesterday,
I come.
The one you wanted that song yesterday. I just want to, before we get to break in Lee Sterling in the top of the hour. I know, Bill, we mentioned this the other day, but just to clarify, you have to be a happy man because tomorrow you can watch all the football you want with no issues at all with Fox and YouTube. Have you planned out your day yet? For tomorrow, your TV watching, have you planned it out yet?
I haven't planned it much. I'll be honest with you. You're looking at like a 14-hour. I won't be done watching. I was on air on ESPN radio with Salt Lake City yesterday.
Nice.
They had
me
on. That game kicks off Utah at UCLA at 10 p.m.
Oh, wait,
and
10
I will
p.m.
watch
our time this time?
10 p. our time.
Oh,
10
Bill.
p.m. And I will watch the entire thing, and that will be a thing of beauty. When you turn on the TV and you see UCLA and Utah on the field, the color schemes will be remarkable. So that's big. And then tonight, you got Baylor and Auburn. And so there's going to be so many great games. This is the best opening weekend I can ever remember. There's nothing even close. You've got 1 versus 2 or 1 versus 3, whatever poll you want to look at. In the first game of the year, and it's not like, well, West Virginia's 2. It's just one of those remarkable years. No, it's heavyweights. It's blue bloods. So there is to be honest with you, I don't think there's anything. The best game that there is, in my opinion, Tigers on Tigers. I mean, LSU, Clemson, Battle of Tigers, Battle of Death Valley.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Valley, night game in Clemson. I can't. You think things were crazy there? Just imagine that. What that's going to be like with the fan bases. So there are some games coming up all the way across the board that are big, big time. Then there's a bunch of ones that are kind of moderately big. They're okay. This is interesting. So I'm very pleased. If not, Jake, I would have had to have got a different streaming. I would have gotten Hulu or something for the weekend to try to watch. I did have a breaker reach out to me with another plan, which I thought was a really good plan, but it was going to be a mess. I mean, last night I had the quad box going just to practice it, make sure it was ready to go. So we did that. So yeah, it's going to be one of those deals. There's a chance from 11 o'clock until 2 a.m, I probably get in maybe 100 steps. That might be it.
I just wish I could see that.
Yeah, it'll be 100 steps. And then I went and got these heavy foam, giant mattress pads, foam topper pads with blankets on top of them for Sugar. So she can be right there in the living room, laid out like that. And my wife, Laura, will be sitting next to Sugar on the floor all that time because of her surgery. And we'll be watching a ton of football. So we're fired up for it. It's going to be great. But, that messed me up if Fox would have done that.
I'm thinking right now, Bill, because I looked at you mentioned the Utah game. So tomorrow night, when you're finishing up your day, it has hours to go. At 9:30, you'll probably have in part of the quad box from ESPN, Cal, Oregon State.
Absolutely. Great game.
At 9:30 also, from TNT, you can watch Hawaii at Arizona.
Another great one.
And then you mentioned Utah, UCLA. That's 10 p.m.
Then what's the next one, Jake?
On Fox. And Colorado State, Washington on BTN at 10 p.m. tomorrow night.
It starts at 11. Now, I'd much rather watch Colorado State, Washington, 11 a.m., and then Ohio State, Texas later. That's still there's not one person that thinks that Big Noon's cool. There's not one. There's not a fan. There's not a pundit. There's no one. It's like this is. And they tried to. They even said we'd offered to do it a different time, and they said no. And but I will be watching. I'm not going to not watch it because I want to see what's going to happen in that game. So I'm very excited to see what goes down. But there's incredible football.
I mean, we had people struggling to stay awake last night watching the game from wherever you're at for an 8 p.m. kick. You're talking about 10 p.m.
Yeah.
There's two Big Ten teams playing at 10 o'clock tomorrow night this time.
Remarkable.
This craziness.
Yeah, and I will. I'll stay up for it, too. I'm heavily, like I said, I'm interested in Washington and Colorado State. I'm heavily invested in Utah. That game means a lot to me and Coach Whittingham and that crew. That means a lot to me, so I'll watch that. And I think the Oregon State-Cal is going to most likely probably be a really good game. And so there's a lot going on. So the quad box will be up and going. Focus mostly UCLA and Utah.
Yeah. And by the way, before we get to break, I have a SIP update. I've texted him. I haven't heard anything. The update is I have texted him. I've heard nothing back from him. Like we said, we don't expect to see him on the show, maybe in the 8 o'clock hour, if anything. But I have sent a text. I'm sure you have as well, Bill.
I need to. I'm not texting him yet because I didn't text him after the game either.
Right. Because
I knew all the stuff that he had going was like crazy. And we had a group text going somewhat later in the game that, and I don't know if SIP was part of it or not. I'm not sure.
Right now.
But like I said, he had a long night. He had a really, really long night. And we appreciate him that he did the whole show yesterday because he had to drive down and he had to work when he got down there. So very impressive.
The last text we have received in the group chat from SIP, Bill, was before the game. I informed him I was walking over and gave it an update on what we had consumed at Blur in terms of beverages, and he was all go time after that. He was dialed in, which we appreciate from SIP.
And you bought an $18 beer.
Oh,
and spilled
God,
it.
I had to forget that.
Yeah.
I have to bring this up right now before I get to Lee Sterling. You want to talk about depressing concession stand prices? I'm not going to make a bugaboo because that's your thing. It's just one thing I have to discuss. Number one, I bought a chicken strip basket, Bill, at the game. It had three large chicken strips, curly fries, with tax that was $29. Chicken strip basket with fries.
There's $29. Hold it, that wasn't with the beer?
No, that was the strips by themselves. It was a nice container. It said, take all the sauce you want. It said, I will take all the sauce I want because it's paid $29 for this chicken strip basket. It's insane.
Now hold it. Wasn't there food at Blur Party?
Blur Party, you had to pay, you know, it's a rare thing. So in Lincoln, all the food and beer is covered at Blur. At this one, you had to pay for your concessions. I could have bought food.
Still would have been a better deal than $29 for chicken strip. I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
I just out of principle. I could have financially probably worked away to make it through my life and still retire and get a $30 chicken basket. But I, out of principle, I wouldn't have done it.
There was some regret there. But then, the situation that was bad was I came back after buying an $18 beer. I repeat. And I came back and I gave one to Taylor, my brother-in-law, and I looked down at mine and it had spilled over completely and emptied out. So I got exactly zero sips out of one of my $18 bills, beers I bought last night, which is very depressing.
So if you had your chicken strip basket in a beer, you're $50.
Yeah.
$50.
I probably spent $100 at the game on stuff.
And I'm going to spend. When I go to events, whatever it is, I'm going to spend. I really am. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm going to get it. I'm not here that much. I'm not going to all of a sudden be like, I'm not going to enjoy myself because that would annoy me a little bit. What's the price of beer at Memorial Stadium, Jake?
It's like 13. It's 13, better. It's not
so
18.
It's 5 less. Okay.
So
what are they, 16 ounces? Are they tall boys, Jake?
I believe so. Last time it was 25 ounces, which is good. It's a big can. It's not like you're paying 18 bucks for a 12 ounce can. So it's okay, but it was a lot and I spilled the whole thing. So it was not great. We got to get to break, though, Bill, because on the stream up next is our good friend Lee Sterling, Paramount
Lee.
Sports, breaking down all the games of the weekend.
Oh, I love
hearing
this.
Hour 2 and early break in the ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.